This is a download from Scandinavian Weekend Radio. To find out more, visit swradio.net. Sounds too free to be legal.
Conference of Inpori and DJ Häkä. Let me say some words about history of Pori. In 1,000 years ago, Kokemäki River Valley was a highway which European cultural influences travel in this region and Western Finland. Satakunta historical region was born in early Middle Ages. Region's center was in Kokemäki. There were remarkable marketplace, Telia, and St. Henrik preacher room where the Catholic bishop preached before his martyr death January in year 1155. In shoaling of the river and ground rising made business gradually to move nearer to the sea. In the year 1558, Swedish king, son of Gustav Vasa, Johanna was Duke of Finland. He founded city of Pori, and here we are. And may I tell you some happenings what is going on in here, town of Pori. We have the harvest celebration and fairs which are going on in this weekend in the center of Pori. And of course, fine fiesta at Promenade Plaza in middle of city. Pori is also going on. Just few weeks ago they held that famous Pori Jazz Festival at Kirjunin Luoto Island, nearby city of Pori. There were, for example, some famous performances, Miriam Makeba, Joe Coco, Paul Simon, and from Sweden, Bo Kaspers Orchestra. By the way, Statement of School Peace was also broadcasted nationwide last Wednesday in here city of Pori at Square of Liisankatu. So lots of happenings were held in here Pori during our EDC meeting in here Spa Hotel Yytari. And now this special happenings in Yytari. This meeting is a joint meeting of the European DX Council Annual Conference and the Finnish DX Association Annual Summer Meeting. At the beginning of Friday EDXC Conference, we had starting session. Martti Karimies, Timo Kontro, Vesa-Jussi Rinkinen were built up a listening shack. And now Mr. Karimies tells why they built up and what they tested.
Let's say the reason for this testing here is quite simple. All we are DS listeners and we want to know how well our receivers are performing. And during my DS era, started around 33 years ago, I have several receivers and I have always tried to look for the better one. And so, 1 year and some months ago, I bought one ITT receiver, which is a professional receiver, and with a member who is not, unfortunately, presented here, Ilpo Leppänen, we were taking the first test, laboratory test, from this ITT. And we noticed that also these, let's say, professional class receivers can be enough sensitive. All we know that they are having enough good dynamic values, but it was quite nice to find that they are also performing well for serious DX listening.
And then we had introduction to Radio Free Asia. And here is Mr. Andrew Janicek, who describes us about Radio Free Asia.
But first of all, where is Radio Free Asia? It's in Washington, D.C. The address will pop up again later on, so if you're planning to try to find some of our radio programs and get a QSL from us, you can either write it down now if you want, or just wait a little bit. Knowing that I was coming here, I thought it was important to spread the word throughout the company and see if there was anything that anybody wanted me to say in particular. So right from the top, the president of Radio Free Asia says basically, greetings for those of you who have listened to our broadcast and for those of you who have not. Those who have listened and may have heard my welcome at the beginning of every new language service, thank you. Our broadcast, our first broadcast, was in Mandarin to China in September 29, 1996. I was there. It just seems like yesterday. But you know, I'm 44 years old and time goes by so fast now. Now there are broadcasts in Tibetan, Cantonese, Burmese, and five other major Asian languages. Many of you know that Radio Free Asia came into being in March of 1996 as a private corporation with funding voted on by the U.S. Congress and then funneled to Radio Free Asia by the Broadcasting Board of Governors, the BBG, political appointees, bipartisan. It tries to stay neutral and it stays out of our business, which is very cool. The BBG, which oversees all U.S. international broadcasters. You've heard of the IBB mentioned here already tonight. Right under the BBG is the International Board of Broadcasters. They are the overseers of Voice of America, Radio Free Europe, Radio Free Asia, and Radio Marti. None of our staff are government employees. I'm proud to say that we live by rigid standards of journalistic objectivity. Our job, quite simply, is to bring news and information about their own country to Asian populations denied the benefits of freedom of information by their governments.
That was Mr. Andrew Janicek from Radio Free Asia. And then at the hotel terrace was presented greeting of the Pori developing manager Mr. Raimo Souki speaking now.
I even have paper with me. Hyvät DX-konferenssin osanottajat. Porin kaupungin puolesta toivotan teidät tervetulleeksi sydämellisesti pitämään kansainvälistä konferenssianne Yyseriin. Freivikin lyhytaaltolla lähetyskeskus on alan paikallisen harrastuksen lisäksi varmaan pääsyy konferenssin pitoon Porissa. Dear participants of the EDXC conference, on behalf of the city of Pori, I wish you warmly welcome to have your international conference in Yyteri. The DX Association of Pori region is very active. Still, I believe that the Pori shortwave transmitter site in Previki is one of the key reasons to have your conference here. As far as competitiveness of Pori is concerned, two important issues arise above the others. They are know-how and accessibility. On this occasion, I will concentrate on the latter, and only very briefly. Relatively many new companies setting up Pori in recent years have informed us that Pori's excellent accessibility was the reason for their choice. This shows that the efforts we have put into developing air, road, railed, and harbor connections have produced the result we hoped for. Improving accessibility is, of course, an ongoing task. And so work underway at the moment includes the extension of airport runway, the moderation of our major highway, in other words, the road to Helsinki, and the widening of the Mäntyluoto harbor entrance. A swift and a safe train connection to Tampere and Helsinki are an important target for us in Pori in the near future. Yyterin Kylpylähotelli, joka sijaitsee Suomen hienoimmalla hiekkarannalla kansallismaisemassamme, tarjoaa miellyttävät puitteet kokouksellenne. Kokouspaikkanne lähellä ovat meri, Yyterin maisemat, Reposaaren eksoottinen miljöö, Suomen suurin tuulivoimalapuisto sekä satama teollisuusalueineen. Kannattaa kuitenkin poiketa myös Porin keskustassa. Suomen vanhin vakituinen kävelykatu ostosalueineen on tulosta vuosikymmenien aikana tehdystä keskustan kehittämistyöstä. Kirjuriluoto ja Porin keskuspuistot ovat osa juuri perustettua Porin kansalliskaupunkipuistoa. The Spa Hotel Yyteri is located on one of the most beautiful sand beaches of Finland. The hotel offers a pleasant venue for the conference, but also an excellent forum for tourist activities for you and also your companions. Near to your conference hotel are situated Reposaari Fishery Village, the greatest wind power park of Finland, and the port with its industrial areas. The center of Pori is also worth visiting. The oldest pedestrian street in Finland with its shopping areas and the National City Park of Pori are good targets for your visit. Toivotan menestystä konferenssillenne. I hope that the EDXC conference in Pori will be a success. Now I would like to propose the toast of welcome. Welcome to Pori and to Ulteri.
Thank you. Okay, that was Mr. Raimo Souki from Pori town. And then we had the world's best identifying contest, who was held by Mr. Jim Solatie. So that was the Friday agenda, and the conference is going on, of course. I'll be back in the morning. Good night from Pori and EDXC Conference. DJ Hekka reporting. Bye-bye.
This is a download from Scandinavian Weekend Radio. To find out more, visit swradio.net. Sounds too free to be legal.